What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board that's balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end and one child sits on the other, and they go up and down?
I know what we used to call it. Seesaw, I believe we used to call it. We used to ride them.
Okay. And what do you call a homemade merry-go-round? Something that goes round and round.
I reckon that's all I'd know to call them, Sister Mayor Goran. I wouldn't know.
Okay. Did you used to play on one when you were a child?
Yes, we used to play on it. Fix them on a wagon wheel.
On a wagon wheel?
Picture. Board on there. Ride them around.
You mean you put the wagon wheel on the ground?
Or? We had the wagon wheel. My brother's picture, Hickey, you know, on the grand drive up a big stobble thing, fit something like fit a wheel down on it and then put a board on there and we could ride around.
That really sounds like fun.
We used to do all such things as that. Catch mother and daddy gone and get into things and play and get hurt.
You must have had a good time with so many brothers and sisters.
Well, you know, it's different. Lots different now when I was a child. And children play now, they're in the house. We always was out.
Uh-huh.
Playing and into something that way and make playhouses and things. Now, children don't do that anymore. I tell them they have so many different things to play with. They don't care for them. That's about right, ain't
they?
Yeah, just
it have
seems everything.
Like maybe with all these toys that are available now, children don't have to use their imaginations as much as they
That's
used to.
That's right.
I used to play outside, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I stay out half a day at a time in the woods, edge up, make playhouses and pine straw beds. We just have big time,
mm-hmm.
Now you don't. Well, I guess it's kind of dangerous to let children out now. It's not like it was then.
Yeah, maybe so. I guess in cities, anyway, you can't just let children out, run around. What do you call a flat piece of stone that you used to sharpen a knife with? Just a small.
Whitrock.
Okay. Now, let's see, would you help me draw some different kinds of wooden fences?
No, I couldn't draw anything.
Well, you tell me how to draw them and I'll draw them. What are some different kinds of wood fences that people use or used to use?
Uh-huh, they used to use the old rail fence, they called it.
Okay, and how were those made?
Well, they were just long, you know, and then they'd lay them over the end of them, and they'd come back this way and lay them, and it made a crooked fence.
Like that?
Yeah, something like that, so was it.
And about how many rails high would they be?
Anywhere from 4 to 5.
Okay. Now, can you think of any other kinds of fences, wooden fences?
No, I don't know of no other kind of wood. Well, it would be for around a yard or anything. Like, you know, we'd have something like wide boards like that and fix them around.
Well, would they be right next to each other or would they be?
It's kind of skip, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you'd call them. We called them yard fences, but they were just small pieces and they had the posties so far apart and then a row of that, you know,
uh-huh.
To they go. I imagine you might have some.
Okay. Yeah, I think I have an idea of what you're talking about. Did these have little points up at the top?
Mm-hmm. Most of them have a little sharp point at the top.
I do know what you're talking about because I have seen them. Well, now, different kinds of rail fences made different ways, or is there just one kind of rail fence?
That's all kind of saw, it's just that kind.
Mm-hmm. If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Paddock.
Okay. What do you call low ground in a river valley where some crops might be planted?